Welcome, everyone, to today's call. As a blogger insider for Versus, you have been granted exclusive access to an interview with NHL's Jonathan Toews of the Chicago Blackhawks. Please remember that any reproduction, distribution, or transmission of any part or parts of today's call is not permitted. However, today's call is being recorded and will be produced into podcast segments and made available for broadcast. I would like to welcome you to this exclusive interview with Jonathan Toews of the Chicago Blackhawks. We are thrilled to have Jonathan with us today, along with everyone else on the call. We have compiled a terrific group of blogger insiders for today's call and are excited to hear what everyone has to say. Let's keep the interview today positive and upbeat. And let's jump right into the question and answer portion of this call. But first, Jonathan, it's great to have you here today. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. And, Jonathan, let's just get right into the questions. We have a group of people here with us today, but I'd like to start off with two questions that came to us from Matthew of 2 Minutes for Blogging. His question is, coming from college straight to the NHL didn't leave you much time to acclimate to the fisticuffs. As team captain, you might be expected to help out a teammate at some point. Have you thought about it or taken any lessons in case something comes up?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously coming from college hockey, I played 2 years at the University of North Dakota, and last year is my rookie season, obviously. And everything's happened very quickly. And, I mean, every day I'm faced with something new, a new challenge that, I'm learning a lot as I go. And it's the same thing as far as, being the captain of this team. I mean, there's always going to be situations, whether it's dealing with a teammate or any sort of issue that's going on, that's going to be new. That, I have to try my best to stay positive and go about it the right way.
Great. Thank you, Jonathan. And another question from Matthew of 2 Minutes for Blogging. With David Krejci gone, the Blackhawks are without a heavyweight fighter for the first time in many years. While the Hawks have a number of guys that would stick up for teammates, do you think that your team should be looking for someone that can match up with the heavyweights in the West?
I think the game's changing as well, where there's maybe less need for a heavyweight. I don't know. It's debatable, I guess. But I think, the true thing is that there's a lot of guys on our team that are absolutely willing to step in there when, guys like Patrick Kane or myself that are less experienced in that domain. And when we need somebody to step up and defend us, I mean, it's, we have a bunch of guys who are willing to sacrifice themselves and step in that situation.
Great. Thank you, Jonathan. I think it's time we open up the phone lines to our blogger insiders and get started with our Q&A session. And our first question comes from Keith Webb in Baltimore, Maryland. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Jonathan, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was actually with Sinuate Media, and I'm calling to read some questions from a hockey blogger, Mike Chin, who owns Ku Klux Corner.
Okay.
He writes to ask, much has been made about young players like you and Sidney Crosby being team captains. Two-part question, are the obligations and expectations similar to what you expected out of an NHL captain's position, and how comfortable do you feel wearing that C on your jersey?
Well, if I understood your first question correctly, I think it's definitely something new, obviously it's a huge honor, especially as a young player. You look at around the league and guys like Sidney Crosby, even when Vince McAvoy accepted the captaincy, it's happening when players are younger and younger. So I think for me, it's not so hard as it would be considering, we have a very young team in Chicago. And, I think a lot of the guys in our team have definitely don't expect me to do anything different. All they expect me to do is go out there and play my game and like I said, not change a whole lot, but be who I am and the player that I am. And obviously I'm not the only leader in our locker room. So I think for guys like myself, it's a huge honor to be in that situation. So. What was your second question again? Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. How comfortable do you feel wearing that C on your jersey?
Well, I guess, it kind of goes with that, too. I think, at first it was a long summer. I definitely put a lot of thought into how I was going to take on this responsibility. And I think a lot of people always tell me not to put so much pressure on myself, but this is a situation where I took it very seriously, and it was a job that I wanted to do the right way. So, but I think, like I said, we got a young team, a lot of great guys in the locker room, where it's been a lot easier, and the transition's been a lot smoother than I thought it was going to be.
Great. Thanks a lot. Since you mentioned that, I got one more follow-up question, and then I'll get off and let some of the other guys jump on here. But you were just mentioning that it's a young team. How difficult do you see being able to keep the core of the team together in the coming years under salary cap demands? And that's it for my from Ku Klux Corner.
I think you're asking the wrong guy there. I think, the league changes every year, and with all the cap rules and the way the league works, and with all the business side of it, I think we got a lot of great guys in our room, and I think we had a rough start to the first three or four games of the year, but now I think we're rolling. I think we're all getting to know each other, and we're starting to play better and get to know each other as a team. So I think you always feel you got every guy it's sitting in that locker room is the right guy for your team to win games, and I think we like the way it is in our locker room right now, and hopefully it can stay that way for a long time.
Great, thanks a lot, Jonathan.
You got it.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Elise Butler in St. Paul, Minnesota. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Jonathan. Thanks so much for doing this.
No problem.
With more young NHL players getting very expensive, very long-term contracts, and you being a talented young player who's going to get a new contract soon, how much do you pay attention to the ones that are being handed out, and how does that affect you as a player?
I think the only thing that really crosses my mind about that is when people mention it to me. I think a lot of people will say, how did you hear about what this player and that player got, and all that sort of thing. But I think, you try and set goals for yourself, the things that you want to accomplish as a player, as far as, benchmarks, especially early on in your career. But, I don't think there's not much. I mean, that's so far away for me that there's not really much I can do in the moment about that. So I think you try and develop, you try and get better and better. And if you do the right things and you have success, well, eventually, as far as contracts, the whole thing off the ice, that pays off. But really, it's not one of those things I'm really focused or worried about.
Mm-hmm. And then you've obviously had to make a lot of sacrifices to get where you are now. Have you ever regretted any of the decisions you've had to make about it, or how do you stay motivated now?
I think if I understand what you mean by decision, I don't think I have any regrets. I think, obviously the day I was drafted to Chicago was a great day, and I don't regret that one bit. I'm happy and thankful for everything that's happened to me in my career so far.
All right, I just have one more quick question. You played at Shattuck for a year. How did that help your development as a player?
For me, it was awesome. I think everyone asks me if it's the right thing for their son, and I get a lot of families, especially from back home in Canada, and thinking about the different teams that their sons can play on and stuff like that. But for me, I always tell everyone it was a great experience, and it really helped me open up the door to go play at the University of North Dakota. I always say everyone's different, but like I said, for me it was a great experience. I think I learned a lot playing there for Coach Ward, and definitely helped my education and helped me get ready for college in a lot of ways.
Thanks so much.
You got it.
Great. Thank you very much, Jonathan, and thank you for participating in today's call.